Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings, with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it is Friday here on the show. And you know what that means? It's Fun Friday here on the show. And so we're going to have some fun. Going to take your text messages and your emails and your phone calls and everything else. But we're going to start with text messages and emails. 425-780-7566 if you want to send a text. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com is the email address. F4WOnline at gmail.com. And we are available on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, also at F4WOnline. And you can follow me on Twitter at Brian Alvarez. Yes, we are going to take phone calls later on. We tried last week, but some people were unable to get through. Blamed me for some reason, even though I don't take the phone calls here. They go through Byline. So if you want to get mad at somebody, get mad at them. But in addition to all that, we'll talk the news. There is a New Japan streaming show tonight, Fighting Spirit Unleashed. We'll tell you about that. Rampage and Collision are this weekend. And let me tell you something. It's Friday at 3 Eastern. And I'm pretty sure we have never had a 8-match lineup for Collision ever in history. And we already do. 8 segments already announced for the show. So there has definitely been an attempt to promote things in advance, get matches out there, let people know why they should go to or watch the show. We got a big lineup for Collision. Of course, SmackDown is tonight as well. And we've got news on the Monday or the Wednesday Night Wars from Wednesday. We got an update on WWE ID. Got an update on all sorts of things. Carl Anderson, he's injured. Renee Paquette, a lot to get into after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Wait for Black Friday? Same. Luckily, Kohl's savings start early. Shop Friday through Sunday and score so many deals. At the top of my list, Amazon Kids tablets for $49.99, 40% off Cozy Fleece, a Shark vacuum for $149.99, and with an extra 15% off, men's flannels are under $17. Plus, you'll earn $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 8th through 10th. Coupons do not apply to Amazon and Shark. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here for a fun Friday. Lots of fun things coming up here on Friday. But first, we got to get the bad news out of the way first. So I want to wish the best to Carl Anderson and Renee Paquette today. Carl Anderson, on his Talk and Shop podcast, noted that he had undergone surgery and would be out of action until after WrestleMania 41. He said 2 months ago he felt something wrong in a match, didn't think anything of it. Felt something wrong again in another match, happened a week later. Had a few more matches, pain was getting worse, couldn't sleep, shoulder was aching and throbbing. Went to doctors, MRI. He has suffered a torn rotator cuff and a partially torn labrum. So he is going to be out of action for a long time. So best wishes to him. And Renee Paquette was on crutches backstage at Dynamite this past Wednesday. And I don't know what she did to her foot, but the doctor, the AEW doctor, looked at it and thought it might be a broken bone in her foot. And apparently she had x-rays yesterday, does not have the results back yet, but we'll find out probably today. But one way or the other, her foot's all messed up. So best wishes to her on a speedy recovery as well. Presumably she can still do her job. She did it on Wednesday, but you know, they got a youngster, and trying to run around after a youngster with a screwed up foot, no fun, no buys. So best wishes to both of them.
Wonder if Marina Shafir did it.
I don't know how it happened. I don't know if it happened at AEW. I don't know. It's a foot. Could happen anywhere.
Yeah, walk off a curb. These things happen.
Well, as it turns out, I was very wrong about the Wednesday night wars. Not the Monday night wars. The Wednesday night wars. And, man, Dynamite got beat. They got beat by NXT on their own night. Going head-to-head, NXT beat Dynamite in viewership and 18 to 49. NXT did 619,000 viewers on the CW, which, coming the night after the election and also head-to-head with AEW, they did better than the week prior. The 18 to 49 was a 0.17, which was up 21% from the week prior, with head-to-head competition from Dynamite. Dynamite, which was in its regular time slot. Let's keep all of this in mind. NXT was up in 18 to 49 and viewership on a different day. Dynamite on its regular day did 523,000 viewers, down 17%. And their 18 to 49 was a 0.16, which was down 16%. So, I mean, we talked about it for a while. Things have changed with AEW. You know, 3-4 years ago, there were a bunch of people that just, they quit on WWE. They were not going to watch it, and they were going to watch Dynamite, AEW. And now, here in 2024, if there is a choice between AEW and WWE, if it's on Saturday night against a pay-per-view, a substantial portion of AEW fans will watch the WWE pay-per-view instead. And we have now discovered that on a Wednesday, if there is a choice between Dynamite and NXT, about 17% of the AEW viewers will choose NXT over Dynamite. So, wasn't expecting that, but it happened. So, there you go.
Well, when it comes to Collision, I don't know if that's necessarily the case anymore. At least it wasn't last time around with Crown Jewel, because it did pretty much, I think it may have been up from the week before. I think it's just going to be one of those shows that is
Collision?
Only around 400,000. Yeah, I mean, I think it did like,
when was Crown Jewel?
Saturday.
Well, this past weekend.
Whatever it was. But also, when it comes to NXT and AEW, I mean, you know, they both would have been way better off without facing each other. And NXT was so artificial. I don't know why it was so low the week prior. It only did like 588,000.
Yeah, Collision did do basically the same. 349 and a 0.09, which is not a good number at all. But
no, but that's probably what the new normal is. So, especially during college football and basketball, you have all these other things going on top of that pay-per-view. And if whatever it is, if it's going to get more interest, it's going to get more interest. They're just, you know, fighting from way underneath right now when it comes to that show. NXT was so low last week. I don't understand exactly why that was, but it seemed like it just, I don't know how much they tore away from each other or anything like that, but it's not good for AEW. They only had one quarter that was higher, and I think that was like the sixth or seventh quarter where really nothing happened on either show, and then they ended up losing people for their overrun. It was just, you know, it's just, again, like you said, given the chance to either watch WWE, no matter what the product is, especially when it was all gimmicked up with ECW people and you didn't know who was actually going to show up on the show, to have that go up against AEW just shows right now what they're dealing with.
Well, if you look at the quarters for both shows, which Brandon Thurston has up, the story of the Dynamite show was actually the amazing thing about Dynamite and NXT. And I mean, this is actually pretty amazing when you think about it. They both started at the exact, and by exact, I'm off by 1,000 people. They both started at basically the exact same viewership. The Dynamite show started at 666, and the NXT show started at 665. Like, it was identical. And the story of the night was, after that first quarter, people just started turning off Dynamite, and it was a slow, steady decline all night long. And I think there was like one quarter where it went up a little bit, but then back down again. But it was just decline, 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 decline. And for NXT, the story was the women. The women's segment, in the first women's segment on the show, which I forget what it was, but that did well. And then it kind of had a dip for the next hour and a half. And then it went up real big again for the women's main event. So that was really the story. NXT gained a lot of viewers at the end of the show. And it was a street fight. Yeah, the street fight did well, and the 10-woman tag did well. And the rest of the show was kind of below normal. So That's pretty much the story. I mean, NXT had a main event people wanted to see, and there was not much on Dynamite, apparently, people wanted to see.
And there's long-term trends that, you know, we've looked at all year long. Every time you talk about an AEW show, when it comes to Dynamite, it's lost a fifth of overall viewers and a quarter of their 18 to 34s and 49s over the last year. But one of the other things is, almost no matter what happens, every WWE show, Raw, SmackDown, NXT, hell, probably main event, I don't know, for any dips and any peaks and valleys that they have throughout the show, at the end, it is always up. Whereas when it comes to AEW shows, almost no matter what, they may be up a little bit at the end of the show, but for the most part, they've dipped down so much where it's almost like people will just go, okay, I'll check it out tomorrow. I'll DVR it and watch the end of it tomorrow. Feels like there's no need and no urgency for their fans to tune in and stay all the way till the end of that show, or at least come back from when they were there in quarter three or there in quarter five to find out what happens at the end. And that's, again, for a episodic television show, that's not exactly something that you want.
And I will say the other thing about the NXT number, which is actually quite amazing, is that it did that number and there were problems on multiple different cable outlets, streaming outlets. My show didn't record. Vinny has DirecTV. His show didn't record. And, you know, I heard from other people that their recording was messed up or it didn't record for them. So that's actually a pretty surprising number given there were issues with the show. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Man, I can't wait for calls in the next segment.
Oh, yeah?
I can't wait. You hear
What's
me?
That?
I can't Why? Wait. Just to hear what silly things people say. Mm. All right, we got a bunch of new ID wrestlers. This is the independent version of the NIL thing that they've got with the non-wrestler athletes. We have Zara Zocker, who is an indie wrestler based in California, worked for Tokyo Joshi Pro, West Coast Pro, and recently debuted for GCW. We have got Jack Cartwheel, who has been wrestling since 2019, worked for AW, Ring of Honor, GCW, PWG, and a number of other promotions as well. And every time, if you've ever seen Jack Cartwheel just on TV for AEW, he's just like a job guy, does jobs and everything. But he is a fun wrestler when he's not doing jobs. In fact, Dom and I, wish Dom were here, we went to Rampage and I think it was Collision. In fact, I know it was Collision because it was the most nothing happening Collision before a pay-per-view. And I wrote about it when I was doing the when Sports Illustrated still existed, and I got a lot of heat for talking about what a nothing happening Collision it was. But it was a nothing happening Collision. Like, it was nothing happening. So anyway, on the show was Jack Cartwheel against Takeshita, and this freaking match was incredible. And it was like a show where, you know, we're all kind of sitting there. I think it was in the Cow Palace. We're just sitting there. It's a dump. It's worse than the Tacoma Dome. Nothing's happening, like no heat for these matches. But man, these guys came out and this place came alive. And the match absolutely, it just absolutely ruled. And I thought, tomorrow we're going to see that graphic. Jack Cartwheel is All Elite. Didn't happen. Now he's WWE ID. We have also got Zeta Steele. She is from Arlington, Virginia. Worked for CZW, although has not worked there since September of 2023. Worked for Marigold in Japan, which WWE has a working relationship with, as well as MLW, H2O Beyond, Wrestling Open, and many others. Bryce Donovan, trained by Create a Pro, Northeast Indie Scene, teams with Bobby Orlando as part of the Shook Crew, scouted out of Wrestling Open, which he works for regularly. He's also had two matches for Ring of Honor. And my favorite, Cappuccino Jones, signed solely on his incredible name from, you'll never guess, swear to God, do you guys know where Cappuccino Jones is from?
No, where?
You don't know, Mike?
No.
Cappuccino Jones is from Coffeyville, Kansas.
Of course.
He heavily leans into his name with names for his finishing moves. What does that mean?
I don't know, but I hope he's got a manager named Juan Valdez.
A pro since 2022. He wrestles for Oklahoma Indies as well as Texas. Texarkana guy. Mm. Can't beat me. Wrestled once for AEW Ring of Honor early 2024. Was scattered out of This Is Wrestling. So those are your current WWE ID.
This Is Wrestling is an actual promotion.
Yes.
Not just a chant anymore. It's a promotion named after a chant.
Well, yeah, so no matter where you are in the world, people will chant for your promotions.
Ah, there you go. That's very slick right there. Yeah. You know, Zeta Steele's had got some experience over in Japan. She was one of, I think, two Americans that went over there initially. Bozilla's another name that I could see coming from Marigold at some point. I believe she's German, but is there a big monster over there right now? And obviously, they're working with WWE, and this only makes sense. And when it comes to Jack Cartwheel, you know, he's been a guy that's been out there for quite some time. He's wrestled a lot, and He's got that spectacular moveset, great body control, nice guy too, from what I recall meeting him at GCW shows, and he is pretty spectacular, and I think, like a Nathan Frazier, I know you don't want to hear this, like a Javon Evans, like a lot of people, that him going into this deal right now, I think is really good, because at his age, again, if it doesn't work out with WWE, it's not like this is forever, but let's say he gets signed there. Much like Frazier and Evans and some of the other people they have, the best thing you can do is glean whatever you can out of that experience and then take it on back to the Indies or to AEW or internationally, wherever else you're going to go. So these are the names that they've said are all pretty good. There's a lot of other rumored names that are out there as well, too. And we'll see how this whole thing ends up ultimately shaking out. I'm sure there's going to be some issues down the line with somebody somewhere, but for right now, I don't know how anybody can complain about this, although I'm sure online people are complaining about it.
Well, I blocked Lenny, so it doesn't matter. Yeti Pot Pie here says, Takeshita killing dudes will always be incredible. No, no. No. Jack Cartwheel and Takeshita was not a squash. It was a competitive back-and-forth 50-50 match, which today I would be infuriated by because we're trying to do something with Takeshita. But back then, it was like, you know, he wasn't the international champion or whatever. And man, they went back and forth and it was just, it was something else. So speaking of Collision, we have, well, actually I want to mention one thing first. I've not seen the match yet. Okay. But on the TNA Impact show yesterday, Moose beat Speedball Mike Bailey to win the TNA X Division title for the first time in his career.
Sure.
And I was told this match was incredible. So I need to check that out later on here today. Moose, the new X Division champion.
There's nothing else for him to do. And I hate to say that for his sake, but nobody has ever reached out to him. I don't know. Actually, I take that back. I don't know if anybody has reached out to him, but he has been in Impact / TNA now forever. You know, ever since he left Ring of Honor when he was there for a very short period, way back when Stokely Hathaway was Ramon as his manager. That's how long ago that was. And physically, he is so impressive being an ex-NFL player, the shape he keeps himself in at his size. But unfortunately, he is a huge fish in a small pond, and he's already gotten into it with everybody. And I don't know what the answer is for him, but I hate to say it, it's very boring watching him in Impact because there's nothing, he's done everything, and there's got to be a way to get him out and to go somewhere else. I don't know where that is because he seems to be, obviously there's something toxic about him where other people won't take a shot at him. But, you know, that's the only issue I have, and I haven't seen the match. I know Trent Seven turned on Speedball Mike Bailey after the match, and so they're probably setting up between those two guys, but hopefully Moose's reign with this belt would be a lot better than Pierre Carl Ouellette's reign with that belt way back, who I think was the last super large man to hold on to that title.
It's possible he's just been signed with TNA for a long time
and
can't go anywhere. I don't know what his contract status is.
But we've had multiple times where that contract had run out and he was available and nobody has shown interest, which again, with his size, with the fact that He's not great, but he's pretty good.
Have you seen Moose lately? I think he's quite great.
Okay, you think everybody's great.
No, I don't.
He's really good, and he's good, again, for Impact purposes.
I think Miz sucks.
He's what?
I think Miz sucks.
I know.
Just want to throw that out there.
I know, and Javon and Kenny Omega should retire because, you know.
Javon and Kenny Omega?
There's nothing for him to do now. They've wasted
There's plenty for them to do, but like you missed the peak. You know what that means, miss the peak? You missed the peak with Javon. Even Booker T agrees with me. And he runs a WWE ID school, so who are you to question that?
When are you open up your school?
I don't need a school. I'm doing quite well, thank you.
Your pro wrestling dojo there.
I haven't got a jiu-jitsu school.
Bring in Lance.
And I don't even hold back Wang, of all people. Even he got promoted.
I know. There's
Wang's doing better than Javon Evans. Think about that.
You never like holding back Wang.
Golly.
Never.
All right, we got Rampage tonight, which is Leo Rush and Commander. I guess this is their second match, is that right?
Didn't we see that already?
Well, it says Leo Rush versus Commander 2. So either there's a second Commander or this is their second match.
Well, that was Collision. Or was
maybe
that...
they will have a best of something series that they won't actually tell us till the end.
Was that the key? That was either the Collision or...
Yes, they had this match on Collision.
It was Collision.
It was the least watched match of like all time or something for AEW.
Oof.
I can't remember what the...
that was Rampage.
It did not do well. And then Hikaru Shida versus Viva Van. We have got Taven and Bennett versus the Dark Order and the Infantry in a three-way. And Top Flight versus... Hey, you want to know who my new favorite team is?
Who?
I wish we could get Meat on the team. I'm sorry, Moose. JD Drake and Beef. Their team. They will face Top Flight. JD Drake and Beef. If we could get JD Drake, Beef, and Moose as a six-man, they're my new trios champions.
Well, can Sean Stasiak come out of retirement
no.
as Meat and be no. the referee?
No.
Oh no. Okay.
We have
that would just be silly.
Ridiculous. What are you gonna do with Meat? Meat.
With Beef and Moose.
Meat.
Come on.
Was he Meat? Is
yes,
that who Sean Stasiak was? I thought someone else was Meat.
No, when he was hanging out with PMS.
God.
Pretty mean sisters.
And then Collision has Pac, Claudio, and Wheeler versus Briscoe, Kyle O'Reilly, and Ishii, which I feel like we just saw. We've got the Outrunners versus Top Flight. We got House of Black, which means, yes, Buddy, Brody King, and Malachi, so he's not retired or leaving, versus Boulder, Bronson, Jack Jameson. Boulder, Bronson, and Jack. Mariah May promo, Roderick Strong versus the Beast Mortos. This is how he's going to recruit him. Jack Perry versus Action Andretti and Statlander versus Ashley Vox. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Economists are saying is at our doorsteps. By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Hey, if you're not a subscriber, you should sign up. Got a lot of people really loved After Dark yesterday. Got a lot of emails today talking about vampires. You heard me. So check it out up at WrestlingObserver.com. And yes, we already have people on the line. I don't want to keep anybody waiting. And by the way, the number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. If you would like to give us a call. Such as Brandon here from Virginia Beach. Brandon, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So my question is, how long do you see the Moxley Death Rider storyline going to?
You just texted me, didn't you?
I did send that email, but I wasn't sure if you were going to get to it or not. So I figured I'd just call just to make sure. Because my thought is, for sure, Darby should be the one maybe take the title off of Moxley, but it feels like there should be like a big battle too. So would that be at Anarchy in the Arena, or do they hold it all the way till Blood and Guts if it has enough legs to get that far? So just want to know what you guys think. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, I want to thank you very much for the call. I mean, here's the thing. If it were me, well, I don't know if I would say if it were me, but this is what I thought. So when, where did that guy? Love you, Brandon. So anyway, when they did that Bryan Danielson thing at the Tacoma Dome, and they killed him, and they beat up Darby, and they were going to kill Swerve, but cooler heads prevailed. And I thought, you know what? Next year at Wrestle Dream, Darby's beating John Moxley for the title. And that would require a year of John Moxley running through dudes. And obviously, we're starting with Orange Cassidy in a couple of weeks. But, like, who between Orange Cassidy and Darby if we're going to go another year? That seems like a long time.
Way too long.
But maybe the idea is we're going to elevate a whole bunch of different people, or at least attempt to. So, I don't know. I mean, I think that would be the AEW way to do it. Give those Seattle fans who you made very, very sad something to be very, very happy about a year later. Can they stretch it out a year?
If they can, God bless them. It means something's working and you're able to pull that off. Look at the Bloodline. You know, there was no intention on that. I don't care what they say for it to have gone as long as it has, but they've been able to pull it off. And if they're able to do that with the Death Riders, great. I think All In, your big show that you're just putting tickets on sale to in May, is probably a more appropriate goal. Get through the beginning of the year. You got all the Wrestle Dynasty stuff that's going to be going on. You got all this other stuff that's going to be happening. And why not build towards your big WrestleMania show of the year, where you have some of this stuff kind of coming together, and anybody that needs to save AEW or be there to defend AEW from any of the heel factions, most notably the Death Riders, that's probably the time to do it. And guess what? If the bottom falls out on this thing before then, go ahead and have some other like plans there. Make sure you keep MVP and Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin strong. Make sure you do some things where if this isn't working and you can't even get it to May at All In, you have some other things that you could do to make sure that you have a match that you could try to get 25, 30, up to 40,000 people inside that stadium.
All right, well, let's go to Michael in Rochester. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, I'm doing, Brian and Mike. Thank you for taking my call. Basically, I'm pretty excited about the Saturday Night's Main Event coming in December on the 14th. And reason why I was calling was because I grew up as a kid loving that show on Saturday nights every so few weeks when Saturday Night Live wasn't on there. But I thought the last few Saturday nights main events were like kind of blah and not that good. So I think with them recreating it.
Are you talking the original run, or are you talking like the you talking the original run weren't very good, or are you talking about?
Yeah, I'll talk about the last couple of Saturday nights main events that they had. Like in 2006, I think it was like Matt Hardy against MVP.
Oh, yeah, those sucked.
Holyfield was involved. Yeah, those were not good in my opinion. So I think that what they need to do is they need something, a big hook on that first episode to get people to think that it's like a must-see show going forward since they're going to do four a year. So I wanted your opinion. Oops, what do you think about the possibility of maybe Kevin Owens beating Cody Rhodes on that show and becoming WWE champion?
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. We've actually talked about this a couple of days ago, but I don't think there's any chance Kevin Owens is beating Cody. But they are going to have title matches on the show. They're going to have multiple title matches. And I agree that something needs to happen. And so my prediction is that Liv Morgan cashes in on Nia Jax to win the women's title on Saturday night's main event. So we have a title change, but we don't beat Cody. And I don't think that Gunther is losing to Damian Priest or Dominic Mysterio. Although I suppose Damian could beat Gunther if you want to move towards Gunther and Goldberg with no title on the line. But my guess is a women's cash-in on that show.
Well, and that would be from Tiffany Stratton on, you believe, Liv Morgan or Nia.
Nia. Okay. Did I say Liv?
Nia. Yeah, and that's, look, you could do, it's not like it's his home. It's New York. It's not exactly Brooklyn, or I'm not sure exactly where Damian Priest is from. It's on Long Island. So if you wanted to have a title change and you weren't going to do the cash-in, you could do Cody and Owens. I don't think it makes much sense because you have the Randy Orton part of that in play as well, too. But it's not like you couldn't do something and flip a title and then have all that stuff worked out by Royal Rumble, which then sends you on to whatever your plans are going to be for a WrestleMania.
All right, let's go to Matthew in Nashville. Matthew, what's going on?
Hey, Brian and Mike. Hope you guys are doing well. Thanks for taking my call. Wanted to talk about Collision. So they renewed it in the television deal, and there was some thought that it might switch nights, but they ended up keeping it on Saturdays. But as you guys have talked about a lot, it just seems like a very missable show. Like, if you watch it, it's a good show. It's a good quality show, but there's not a lot of, like, storyline progression on there. They just don't really put a lot of stock in that. Why do you think that is, and do you think if they actually put some more stuff on that show that seems significant, do you think that more people would tune in?
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call, and here's the thing. There is storyline, the storylines, there's progression on Collision, but it's like B-team, C-team storylines, and nobody cares about that. You need big stars, and I've said forever, you don't need to do a draft, you don't need to lock it in stone, but there should be a Collision roster, and there should be a Dynamite roster. You have like 200 people under contract, you have a lot of stars, and because Dynamite is the A show, he wants all of the top storylines largely on Dynamite. And the problem is, you have too many people to have all of the top storylines on Dynamite. There's so many people that don't get enough time or they disappear. You should you should make a list. Who are my A-level stars? My Jon Moxleys, my Kenny Omegas, the absolute biggest stars. Half of them are going to be on Collision. Half of them are going to be on Dynamite. Then you say, my mid-card guys, split them in half. My low-card guys, split them in half. Two rosters, two shows. I know people go, oh, people will never see Collisions, anything but a B show, a C show. Yeah, they will. You know, there was a time where SmackDown and Raw, it was like, well, Raw's the A show and SmackDown is the B show. And for the last several years, especially when they were on Fox, SmackDown was the A show. It was the A show. Maybe more so than even, like, you know, I wouldn't even say they were equal. SmackDown was the bigger show. And now that they're on USA, you know, Raw may end up being the bigger show. But in general, they both do pretty much exactly the same number. Fans see them as both A shows. And this idea that you can't have two shows, WWE has two A shows. SmackDown and Raw are A shows. There's no 1A and 1B. They're both A shows. And you could do the same thing with Dynamite Collision. It would take a little while to get Collision built up again. But if people knew, man, I can't see Takeshita, I can't see Kenny Omega, I can't see, you know, whoever, unless I watch Collision, and that's where these storylines are going, that are going to build up big matches at the pay-per-view, you can build that show up again. But the way it's going right now, you've turned Collision into a show that a large number of AEW viewers believe that they can skip, and they do, and it's only going to continue to decline when you have that idea about the show.
And the night doesn't help, but the other problem is they don't have a lot of stars. They got a lot of names. They got, in some cases, some very big names, but they don't have any stars. And the only way you can do that is to continue to establish them, and having them available to work, number one, is important. I mean, I understand the deal about the dates and all that sort of stuff, but plan it out better, because you need a lot of these folks on both shows, and you need to push the people that are willing to work both shows. You can't hold it against anybody because you offered them a contract and they decided to sign it, and they're going to hold to their limited amount of dates. But anybody that you can convince that you're only using on one show and not the other, and you think that they're valuable, you need to figure out something. You better renegotiate something if you're AEW to make sure that those people can be on both shows. They had the Death Riders / Blackpool Combat Club last week on Collision. Cool. You should know that they're the biggest thing going, and they're going to be on both shows. They're not WWE. They're not the Bloodline. You can't get away with only having them on one. You need to have them on both. Will Ospreay is their biggest star right now. He needs to be on both. I get it. MJF has got all these other plans in his life and all these other things that he's able to do, and that's awesome for him personally. That's great. You better figure out a way to get him on every show, even if it's a tape promo, some threat that he is going to be on the show. You need to do that, and you need to, right now, make sure that you take care of the Hurt Syndicate and make sure you take care of the House of Black, because they may be the most important cogs in this machine, much more ultimately than these guys who have been there for 5 years that they're now trying to reestablish as the future of AEW. Maybe one day they are, but they are way down on the food chain as far as what a lot of people think about, unfortunately, Private Party and Top Flight and Action Andretti and Alex Reynolds and a lot of the people that a lot of folks had hopes for. Powerhouse Hobbs is back. You better make sure that you treat him like a star and push him like a star.
I don't know if Lasting actually watches WWE, but he says Raw is the A show, SmackDown is the B show. No, it's not. It's not. And in fact, obviously Fox, you know, you can't do a fair comparison with Fox, but SmackDown killed Raw for years when they were on Fox. Now that both shows are on USA, go back. This past week, they did the exact same viewership, 1.4 million for both shows. The week before, the exact same viewership, 1.4 million for both shows. The week prior to that, Raw did a little bit better, but SmackDown had big competition on Friday night. And plus, it's Friday night. The fact that a Friday night WWE show is doing the same as a Monday night WWE show, technically, SmackDown is basically doing better. And SmackDown's got Roman Reigns, they've got the Bloodline, they've got Bianca and Jay, they've got huge stars on that show. It is not a B show.
You know what also sucks for AEW is they shouldn't be on Saturday night. I think that's been a proven thing. They should probably be on during the week. But the fact of the matter is, when TNT and TBS looks at their numbers of all the sports that they have on over the weekend, it draws good enough where they're probably okay with what it's doing. And that kind of sucks for AEW as far as being able to get the hell off of there onto another night.
All right, back in a moment with more Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it?
Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Brandon here's got a fun Friday question, he says. Why are all of the NXT women's segments cringe with the dialogue, but the men's segments don't seem to have that level of cringe? Well, I don't know. But there are theories. I mean, it could be that, in general, you have more experienced men and more NIL women. They got a lot of NIL women. A lot of them. And your NIL women did not grow up wrestling fans, and they're being taught from scratch to do wrestling promos. Whereas if you get a bunch of guys that came from the indies or have watched wrestling their entire lives, it could be that. It could be, I don't know how many women are on the NXT writing crew, but it could be men writing for women as opposed to women writing for women, whereas men can write for men. I mean, it could be a lot of different things. I mean, obviously, you know, one of the reasons the segment on, there was a segment on NXT this Wednesday, but I mean, part of it was you had three women, was it? You had like three women that didn't even speak English as their first language. And so not only do they have to memorize lines in another language. So like if I went to New Japan and they wanted me to cut a promo in Japanese and I had to like recite lines also in a language I didn't speak, so I had to memorize, I mean, it would be tough. So
I don't know. Now is the time to do it, though, because Carl Anderson is at home, fluent in some Japanese there. He could help you out a little bit. Go down and see one of the best brothers and have a brother to brother, and maybe he could teach us a few things.
Mm. Well, I'm not going to Japan, so it's not going to matter. Although people did ask if I was going to the Tokyo Dome this year. I don't think so. But someday I may go to the Dome. I could go to two nights of the Dome, now that I think about it.
Yeah, but that could also be like 6 nights in Hawaii, so
I also have to travel a long way. I don't like traveling on an airplane. Anyway, what are we doing here? Hey, it was fun Friday, everybody. We're going to wrap it up. Got a lot to talk about this weekend with Dave and Vinny and all those blokes. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.